Welcome back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this Friday morning. We talked with Dr. Michael Bussler earlier, policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey, and we talked about how the new infrastructure plan is likely to contribute more, obviously, to our nation's debt and possibly impact inflation even more. But something else that could come out of this infrastructure deal is something that's potentially flying under the radar. Joining us to talk about that and what he's doing to maybe combat that is our friend, CEO, president of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, Jimmy Green. Mr. Green, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Wiggins. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Friend of the program. You've sponsored Steve's trips to CPAC a couple times, so always glad to have you. Good, get some good insight from you. And if you're not a friend of Jimmy Green, you will be after this. He's always, or maybe not. We'll see.
I hope so.
So there's this coalition of construction industry and business organizations being led by ABC called Build America Local. And they're pointing out that in this new infrastructure plan, there could potentially be something very concerning. It's requiring what's called project labor agreements. Could you maybe inform our audience what project labor agreements are and why this could be concerning?
Well, they're hugely problematic, no question about it. I think, and you brought it up, local. You know, when you look at the infrastructure, you look at commercial buildings, schools, libraries, you know, those things predominantly are built by local contractors in particular, and not just so much Merit Shop, because I don't want to begrudge some of our great labor contractors as well. You know, what ABC espouses is a free and open competitive bidding process. That bodes well for not just local taxpayers, but for local businesses as well. What this does is it usurps that. It essentially takes a general contractor, and it literally takes their employees off a job site. It takes their infrastructure, their organizational infrastructure, out of the window, and it inserts instead labor. So imagine, if you will, you're at McDonald's and you're cooking up McDonald's traditional meal, and they say, hey, stop everything, and you bring in a Burger King crew that has a different pay scale, that has a different pension plan. But you, the owner of McDonald's, have no say in that whatsoever if you want to continue cooking burgers. Problem is, they're not your burgers. They're Burger King's burgers. I know that gives you kind of a strange analogy, but it fits in many respects on what's happening in our industry with these project labor agreements.
So
it just defies logic.
Well, and the way you described it it's essentially is the antithesis of the free market. It's essentially government kind of placing its thumb on the scale and deciding who gets the work and who doesn't.
Winners and losers.
Right.
That's correct. And Jeff, is essentially what we try to advocate on behalf of. What's funny about free and open competition is that we stand to lose as much as we stand to win, primarily because we're opening the market or encourage the market for all contractors, both labor and non-labor contractors. So it's not like we're trying to predispose these contracts toward us, just the opposite of that. These project labor agreements completely discount that process, and it places, like you said, their winners inside of a construction contract that also has increased cost as well. There's so much wrong with this. The only thing right about it is somebody predetermining who's going to do the work and why.
Well, try and help me and the audience on how someone could advocate for this. Because let's be clear, in the trades, most of the frontline workers, if you will, I would assume tend to be more center right, more on the right side of the aisle than the left side of the aisle. And this just seems like a placing the thumb on the scales. I mean, obviously they get the work, but principally, ideologically, it seems not to fit. What's the defense by folks in union and organizations and labor in defense of something like this? What do they usually argue?
Well, there's a propaganda defense, and then there's a real defense. The fact of the matter is, there is no real defense on that. To your point about center right, I think the Trump presidency certainly bowed that out. When you look at where big labor management endorsed Hillary Clinton, their workers supported widely by a wide berth Donald Trump. So you're right. There's a disconnect between union bosses and union workers. And it's one of the reasons I don't do disparaging comments about the union workers. These guys are good. They're safe. They're as competent as anybody else. And it's sad that, you've got politics and big labor bosses really getting in the way of this and painting a broad picture over the guys who really do the work. It's unfair. We're 80% of the industry. That's another important distinction to make. So when you start talking about fair and equitable and all these different words that people are using right now, I'm like, wait a minute, what does that mean when you've got 80% of the market being shut out for 20% of those folks that on the labor side? That just makes, again, this thing makes no sense at all. It's just political. And as you said earlier, it's picking winners and losers. And we stand to lose as it relates to project labor agreements. But that's by design.
Now, states across the country have eliminated the use of project labor agreements. I know the state of Michigan no longer has project labor agreements. Is there a movement?
10 years ago.
That's right. And so I think there's obviously this is going to be a fight on Capitol Hill over whether this gets in there or not. And I'm sure folks on the other side of the aisle, the Republicans, who are probably going to advocate against this. But we are up against it here, my friend. But it's always a pleasure to speak with you. And thank you for providing your insight on this Friday morning.
Thanks for the voice, Mr. Wiggins. I appreciate it. And Godspeed.
All right. Take care. That was Jimmy Green, CEO and president of ABC of Michigan, the Associated Builders and Contractors. Great friend of the program. Always a pleasure to have him on. It's good to be here with you, Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber on The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back.